This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John. How are you guys doing? Hope everyone is having a great week and staying productive, and I hope you guys are all doing well in your businesses. I have been extremely busy again at work, and I've been staying productive and busy. It's nice, and I'm very excited to be here right now talking to you guys. I always look forward to this time where we could chat for a bit. And today's topic is a topic that is going to work well for any listener. As you guys know, most of the things we discuss on this podcast is kind of geared to those individuals that actually own a business or those that are getting into business. But for the first time, we are going to have a discussion about something that is pretty much anyone is a listener. And that doesn't happen a lot, but that's kind of today's topic. And today, we are going to discuss something that kind of comes out of a question I've been getting asked frequently lately. And that question is, what do I think is going to happen to the housing market? Is the housing market going to crash? Are we going to see something similar to the 2008 recession housing crash? And because I've been getting, asked these questions frequently lately, I just thought I'd share what I know. And as it relates to whether I think the market is going to crash or not, the answer is I really don't know. Okay. I don't have a crystal ball, and I just don't know. And the smartest people in the country don't know for sure. Yes, do I read a lot about this stuff? Yes, I do. Do I talk to a lot of people? Yes, I do. But does that give me, the right answer? I'm not sure it does, and I'm not sure I really have the right answer. I can say a couple of things. Everything that goes up must come down, okay? And I think, the housing market, this is a cycle. It goes, the country goes through this type of thing every so often. So I do think that prices will come down a bit. I do think that, interest rates will go up. I think we've been told that by the Federal Reserve. So I do think that that should calm things a bit. We will see the housing market possibly dip or go down a little bit. Now, what I'm here to discuss, though, I want to tell you one thing that I'm pretty sure I know, and that is we are not going to experience the housing crash of 2008, okay? If 14 years ago, for those of you that I'm not, I'm sure some of you guys lived through this. Some were too young, some were around, but maybe not necessarily in business and aware of everything that was going on. But in 2008, we had a very, very bad recession. And for those that were a lot older back then and lived through a few recessions, we're saying that at the time, that recession was the worst recession they've ever experienced. And some economists said that recession of 2008 may have been the worst recession since the Great Depression of the 1930s, okay? I'm not that old enough. That was really the first recession for me. It's the first one that I experienced where I was in business, okay? Now, not only was I in business, I was in business in the real estate. I was a real estate broker, mortgage broker at the time, okay? I was not an attorney, okay? So I was making a living and I had three offices. I was a, you know, I was all in on the being a real estate mortgage broker, okay? And I used to do residential and commercial real estate and residential and commercial financing. So I lived this era and I can talk to you about it. And for those of you that, you know, want to know how does a recession happen? Usually a recession, there is a trigger, right? A lot of unemployment, a stock market crash, a lot of things can kind of get the country into a recession, and then you could start seeing it trickle down, okay, to everything else, okay? It's like a domino effect. And in 2008, it was the banks. The banks literally just fell apart. They melted. That's why a lot of people call it the bank meltdown of 2008. And what was happening is this. These banks were, a lot of them were on Wall Street. And what they were doing is they were buying mortgages, okay? They were buying the paper, the note, okay? And basically that was their asset, okay? And that asset, little do they know, started to become a non-performing asset, meaning the person that's supposed to pay that interest rate for that asset, okay, they paid the money. Say we're talking about a $500,000 loan. That investor on Wall Street paid $500,000 in hopes to get a return on their investment of 7 or 8%. But the minute that borrower defaults, that asset is no longer good. It's worth nothing, okay? So that's what was happening. And how did that happen? Okay, it happened because these investors had wholesalers, okay, that used to basically, the wholesalers would deal with the mortgage brokers, okay? And they put together the guidelines for what loans they were going to do. In other words, the banks were giving bad loans. And what I mean by this is that they weren't doing their due diligence. In addition to not doing their due diligence, mortgage brokers committed a lot of fraud, okay, and bent a lot of the guidelines, okay, when they were doing these loans. For example, let's go through some of these examples. For example, back then, you could send somebody out to do the appraisal, okay, that was your friend. Okay, the banks had really no control over the appraisal. Different from today. Today, the bank makes sure they send their own certified appraiser, someone they've worked with, and that's who they send. Back then, the mortgage broker would send his friend to do the appraisal, meaning his friend would bring it in at whatever he wanted it to come in at. So if it was a purchase price of $700,000, the broker sent a friend, a buddy of his that was an appraiser, and you know probably kicked them down some money and said, "Hey, bring it in at value," okay? And that was happening. And then the banks were of this idea that we were going to do this thing called stated income, where you would not have to prove what your income was. So in other words, you would just write down what the income was, and the banks bought that all day long. They weren't digging enough. They were not digging enough in the borrower and qualifying them and making sure there was a way for that borrower to pay back that loan. That was the biggest thing, okay? They were also giving the zero down loans, which meant that the buyers didn't have any skin in the game. So buyers didn't have any skin in the game. Buyers weren't really, you know, qualified, meaning the bank really didn't know whether or not this particular borrower can repay back this loan, okay? Values were inflated, all right? And at the time, rates were kind of a little bit on the higher side, okay? When I say higher side, people were getting rates at 6 and 7 and 8%. And what happened was a lot of these loans like that got made, and then people couldn't afford to pay them. Because remember, they gave loans to people that did not have the ability to repay back these loans. And some people lied about their income. Some people lied about whether or not they really had a job and were in fact employed. And basically, millions of loans got done this way. And they started to fall apart, okay? And all of a sudden, it became almost like COVID, right? It became a pandemic, except it was for the banks. And bank after bank after bank started to fall apart. And then big banks started to fall apart. The filing of bankruptcy by Lehman Brothers, a bank that was probably, I don't know, 150 years old, a huge bank, started to, big banks started to fall apart and file for bankruptcy. Lehman Brothers Bank was probably one of the biggest names, okay? And banks started to fall apart. And with that, these notes, okay, because they're non-performing, somebody else comes in and buys them. But when somebody comes in and buys them, they buy them now for much less. And that was kind of the whole foreclosure, short sale, right? I can't afford my house anymore, so let's put it on the market. And then the next buyer pays what the home is worth, not what's, and that may not necessarily cover the note, okay? You owe $500 on the house, but the house is $300. The bank now has to take $300 and not $500. Therefore, if they take $300, they are losing $200,000. And then that was happening. Then there was foreclosures. And foreclosures that resulted in bank-owned properties. These were the properties that did not go through short sale, okay? But the bank actually took ownership of them. And when the bank took ownership of them, they turned around and put it on the market. And at that time, they are the sellers. And they sold the home for what it was worth. Again, they may have foreclosed on a note that was $600,000, and when they came to sell it, they sold it for $300,000 or $400,000. Therefore, it resulted in a loss, and a big loss at that. Okay, so that's what was happening in 2008. And then you say, "Well, why can't that happen again?" Because after 2008, and right around that time, I think George Bush was exiting his presidency, and I believe Barack Obama came in. And then that administration, just like any other administration, I'm not saying Barack Obama is good or bad. This is not a show where we discuss politics. But that administration and banks themselves started to put guidelines in place and doing things differently to ensure that this was not going to happen again. And one of the biggest things they did, or a couple big things in my opinion, is they regulated who can do loans, okay? Meaning, back then in 2008 and prior, anybody on the street could give you a loan and make money and claim to be a mortgage broker. After that, they said, no, you know what? In order to be a mortgage broker, you have to go through and get a separate licensing. Even if you're a real estate broker, you cannot be a mortgage broker. You got to go and get special licensing, and you got to take some classes, and we got to fingerprint you, and we got to know your whereabouts, and we got to know who you are, okay, so that if you do something shady, we can hunt you down and arrest you and prosecute you. So that change happened, okay? And that, you know, that was good because that got rid of all of the people that had no business doing loans. That got rid of them, completely rid of them. The other thing the banks did was that the idea that stated income programs are gone. We are now going to give people loans who can afford to pay back that loan. That is key. That is the biggest thing. That is one thing that every bank must do, right? When I give you a loan, I have to make sure you can pay back that loan. Otherwise, you will hurt me, okay? And so then the banks now, they make sure you have good credit. They make sure that you have a job. They make sure that you have an income. They make sure that that income can cover your housing expense and other expenses. So that's something they are doing now. In addition to that, now almost everybody that gets a loan puts down some kind of down payment. And when you put down a down payment as a borrower, you now have skin in the game. You now can't walk away as easy. In 2008, 2009, 10, all those years, people were walking away from their mortgage because it didn't cost them a thing. They had no skin in the game. Today, that is different. That changed, okay? Now, the other thing. Appraisals now and appraisers are scrutinized very heavily. The bank decides who's going to do the appraisal, okay? They decide who the appraiser is, and there's a lot of scrutiny in that area. So that's why I don't think we will ever see 2008 again. Why? Because the way banks give money today is completely different from the way they did it 14, 15, and 20 years ago. And that's not coming back. How they used to do and give money back then is never going to come back again. And the batch of loans that was given over the last, I want to say, 6 or 7 or 8 years has been done so with a lot and a lot of scrutiny. And that's why you are going to see that not a lot of people are going to let go of their home, okay? And having said that, you will not see a lot of homes on, you know, being lost through foreclosure and through short sales and bank-owned homes. You may see a little bit, okay, but you're not going to see them at the level that we experienced in 2008. And in 2008 and in that recession, we saw declines as much as 60%, okay? So you could have had a home that had a note on it for $500,000 and you could have been buying it for $200,000. And big declines, a lot of just homes being sold as short sales and as bank owned. And I don't think we're going to ever see that again. So that is the one thing I can tell people that ask me. Will we see a crash? I don't know about a crash. Of course, the housing market will go up and down like it always will, just like the economy does. It's up, it's down. We will continue to have recessions in this country because that's just how it's been. But I'm not sure that we will see a housing crash like the housing crash we've seen in 2008. And I hope what that does is it gives you guys an idea. What do not expect a housing crash like the one that happened in 2008, and don't expect prices to go down by 40 or 50% like what happened in 2008. So again, I hope that kind of clears things up a bit for some of you. If you're waiting for that 2008, I don't think you'll see it. But as to whether or not prices will go down and how much, I am really not sure. I'm just like the rest of you guys. I do believe that it will come down a bit. But I just wanted to let you know, you will not see a crash like the one that happened in 2008. I think that's it for today. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Please subscribe and rate. Follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast and let me know any topics you would like discussed.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.